stop eating the dog's dinner. And you get your tea eaten. What's the matter with you? Have you just committed some kind of crime, Molly? How's everybody doing? It's all one word. It's 7:15 in the PM on Monday the 12th. I've been a bit quiet over the last 3 days or so. Oh, I'll come out the way of the kettle boiling. It's just loud. Haven't been feeling very well. Still not well. I actually came home at lunchtime today. I can kind of do that. I can sign myself off sick. I have that privilege. One part of me was telling me that I'd probably get more peace at work. That part is generally always right, because my wife's a childminder and the house is full of other people's children all day long who are not as well disciplined as mine. Oh God, it was a cold. It is a cold, but my God, it's knocked me for six. I'm actually quite worried for going away on Sunday. Dean, Reid and I are, as you're probably all well aware, are going to walk along from Bowness on Solway in Cumbria, along Hadrian's Wall. And we're not actually going to finish at Wall's End in Newcastle. We're going to stop there, and then we're going to continue on to Tynemouth and then up the northeast coast to Whitley Bay. I said to my wife that I have to go into work today because I've got some things to do that absolutely have to be done today. Well, those things only half got done. Excuse me, I'm terribly sorry. And a pile of more things came in. I've just changed jobs. Changed offices, rather. Well, I have, actually. I've technically changed jobs, but I've changed offices. And, oh, here's Sarah. Pause it. I can't. Okay, hang on. Okay, je suis ici. Where was I? So yeah, this cold has knocked me for six. And it's really strange because this time it's usually when I get a cold, it's like it's maybe there for a week or two, and you know I maybe feel a little bit under the weather, but generally doesn't stop me from doing anything. But this time, oh God, it's been awful. It kind of comes in waves during the day. I'll feel all right, and then 10 minutes later, oh God, I've got no energy to speak, let alone move. Yesterday I was all right, and then I had Sarah cooked a lovely roast. Went to a lot of effort, and as soon as I had it, I fell asleep for 3.5 hours, and well, woke up at 8:40, and that was me until 4 o'clock this morning. Fortunately, YouTube kept me company. I do like YouTube. So, at the minute, it's all I can really think about is getting ready for doing the Roman Wall. And I've just got this niggly feeling in the back of my mind that I haven't got everything. Or I'm missing something, but I'm sure I have. I'm sure I'm all right. I think it's just a case of testing out some new kit. My rucksack's brand new. I haven't tried it yet. And, a bit of not wanting to let Dean down if things go wrong. I don't intend for things to go wrong, of course. I don't. I don't know. I just, it's just something niggling at the back of my mind. I can't quite think of what it might be. So all my concentration's been on that of late, and looking forward actually to the better weather than what we've had of late.
The warmer rain.
Yeah, we've had some really bizarre weather, haven't we? We've had like rain, well, drizzle on and off for the past like 4 or 5 days. Molly, come here. Sarah used to be a cross-country runner when she was a teenager. And she goes wrong. She is going for the second time to the gym with her friend. And she actually went out running yesterday. I was flabbergasted. How far did you? 5.8 kilometres. That was amazing. With Tamara and Jessica. So with an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old. And they did it in 51 minutes. And a couple or three big hills, actually. I mean, big hills. So with an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old. I mean,
tomorrow.
Oh, did you take the dog?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about the dog, yeah.
But. You're not coming to the gym. Don't think they're going to have dogs on treadmill.
But you're getting back into it, aren't you? You're doing really well. You what? What did you say? You're fat. I'm fat. You're not. Oh. The difference is I can put a freaking 25-kilogram rucksack on my back and just go.
You signed on the dotted line.
So, yeah, the weather. Yeah, and so today, it's been windy like it is now, but it's actually really warm out there.
Not now, it's cold now.
Well, I don't know. When I was picking up Jessica from Rainbows before there, it was blazing hot. I had the aircon on in the car. It was really hot.
Well, in the car, then, yeah, it was hot.
Yeah. But, you know, in my office it's been hot. It was hot this morning. Uncomfortably hot. So I want to thank VI Podcasting for doing the little song. I know what app that is. I know what that is. Thanks to Claire. She told me. But I don't think I've got... I might have enough musical skill to... to do something myself, but... I've got something in the pipeline. You know, I told everybody when I did that TV themes thing, I've got something in the pipeline, but I just haven't been able to do anything. The weird thing is, actually... When did I play on the Xbox? Was that yesterday? Yeah, it was. Yesterday... Yesterday, I kind of played all day on the Xbox. I played Bioshock 2. I bought Bioshock for the Mac years and years and years and years and years ago. Actually, I had it for the PlayStation 3 when we first got that Bioshock. Oh, here's Lauren now. And I played Bioshock 2 yesterday. Oh, it's so addictive. Are you going?
Yeah.
Ciao. Say bye-bye to Audio Boonus. Oh, she's a good one. Look at the glasses! Woo! Sorry, I'm just shouting through the window. How pikey am I? Speaking of pikeys, the fair has gone. It's packed up and it's gone. I don't think they had much business because it was so windy over the weekend. Like, gale force. How more trees didn't come down, I don't, well, they might have done, I haven't really been out the house. Yesterday was the first time I went out the house, this morning was the first time I went out the house when I went to work. Oh, God, I feel terrible again. It's really weird. I kind of get the motivation to do something, like I pulled all my, when I came home from work, had something to eat and went to bed, and had about an hour and a half asleep-ish. And then screaming children woke me up. And then I couldn't do nothing anymore. And I was, as much I love YouTube, it's probably the number one thing in my life outside of my family. And in a kind of spare time sense. And I couldn't watch any more YouTube videos. So I pulled all my kit out, ready to pack. And then I just lost the motivation when I had to go and take Jessica to Rainbow's. So my bed is just covered in stuff. Constantly thirsty. Constantly. So, it's just rambling, this, isn't it? I'm really sorry. I am not a well man. I hate feeling like this. I hate being ill. And Saturday morning was kind of case in point, really. When I'm ill, I'm really, really grumpy. I like just to be left alone in the bedroom and just leave me alone. You know, I like to get up and when I'm unwell, I like to get up and have a shower, and because I hate that, you know, that warm bed, kind of sweaty, kind of, you know what I mean? That kind of smell, that odour. So I like to get up and have a shower, but then I got dressed to go out on Saturday, and I was a bit snappy, so I was ordered to go back to bed, which I did. And then felt sorry for myself. Yeah, so I've been watching quite a lot on YouTube, bushcrafting type things, actually, a few Ray Mears things. And then a fella on the I can't think of his name. I'm not going to be able. I subscribe to him. A chap in America. I'm not going to be able to do it. The way that YouTube mobile app is now is just ridiculous. Oh, it's in alphabetical order. Is it? No, it's not even in alphabetical order. It's all over. Oh, it's all over the place. Your subscriptions are just... Oh, God. What were they thinking? Anyway, a fellow in America watched a few of his videos, and then he did this short video where he talks about receiving a present. I think he announces it as a knife straight away. And he was sent the knife by a fella called Sandy, who has got a couple of... he had a couple of geysers on YouTube. He had one of those... you know when you... I don't know whether they still do it now, or maybe it's changed with the old Google Plus integration. But before, you know, if you wanted a YouTube channel, you used to get this really bizarre username. It was like, it was just mixed up characters and, you know, letters and numbers. And you'd have to do something to enable to change it to the username that you want. Anyway, Sandy went by this weird name for a while, and then he had a Wiltshire Walking Man or something like that. Anyway, he's taken a new change in life, and he makes knives. He makes bushcrafting knives. Jack Law. Let's have a quick look on. On the internet, Jack Law knives, jacklaw.com. About a year and a half ago, when I was, or maybe 2 years ago actually, when I was researching the Dutch Army hooped bivy, not a one man tent. I went onto YouTube. Yeah, here we go. There it is. It's jacklaw.com. That's his website. If you want a really good bushcrafting knife, they are expensive. I think they're about 160 quid, but they're handmade. Jacklaw.com. Go and have a look. Anyway, so I was researching this bivvy bag, and Sandy had done a video, and I'd actually seen a few of Sandy's videos before from when he was wild camping. And so I put a comment down, and actually we conversed a couple or three times. Really, really nice guy, and we were supposed to meet up because he lives on the other side of Swindon from me, and I think we were supposed to meet up for something, but it kind of he couldn't make it and I couldn't make it for whatever reason, but which is a shame really, because he's gone on. He then started this knife making business. I don't know where it came from, but they are beautiful, absolutely beautiful, handmade bushcraft knives. So if you've got a few shekels in your pocket and you want to splash out on one, that is the man to see. But I noted that, as a side note, I note that on a very recent YouTube video for Jack Law, for his Jack Law Knives channel, he says he's going to stop taking orders continuously in September, and then start again in the autumn stroke winter, but only take on like 10 knives, 10 customers or something like that. So anyway, I digress. It kept me very entertained. But ultimately, what the effect that it had on me by watching all those videos was it just made me want to get back to the outdoors again. I noticed there's a lot of these people who practice bushcrafting skills. They do some very silly things. I can't really, I can name a few, but you know, I don't want to, but you know, like things like putting wool blankets directly on the ground. Not the most ideal thing to do, of course, but you know, stuff, you know, just daft things like that. Or, there were many, many examples that I could have given, but, it just makes me think that, bushcrafting, half of it is, well, I would say that the majority of it about half of it is common sense, and then the other half is a knowledge of things in the outdoors, plants, trees, you know, where to sight something specifically, whether it's a camp or a fire or a latrine or your blah 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 blah, you know. So I was quite taken aback by what some people were doing, and then the amount of kit people take with them, you know, they take tons and tons and tons of stuff. You see these preppers. Now I know prepping is a little bit different from, you know, proper, you know, mainstream bushcrafting, because you know they're there, they do things for another purpose. They do things to, you know, survive when they haven't got the luxuries of modern normal regular life. But you know, when I was a kid, for a long, long time, I used to go camping every Friday and Saturday night, and I'd say camping, I mean wild camping, and you know, we used to, you know, make dig ourselves ditches, you know, foxholes or shell scrapes, as some people know them as, and go and sleep in those, but build a roof. But there was a lot of common sense in it though, and we were just young lads, you know, 13, 14 years old, 15 years old. And it just amazed me to see on these YouTube videos, these people who are professing to be passing on their knowledge of bushcraft, to be passing on things that, you know, weren't very polished, should I say, you know, or maybe it wasn't, I don't want to say it was incorrect, but, you know, maybe there were different or easier ways to achieve what they were doing. Nonetheless, I know Dean and I are going to be camping for a couple of the nights that we're on the Roman Wall, but we you know, because of where we are, we can't and because of time constraints and the purpose of our being in Northumberland, Cumbria stroke Northumberland, you know, we can't practice bushcrafty type stuff, and really there's no need. But I hope to get out in the next couple of months and practice some stuff. I am so dying to get out in my Polish Lavu teepee. I am dying to get out and use it properly. There's a wood not too far from here. I did an audio book whilst I was up there. It's about 15 minutes walk from my front door up the Kiwi. And I'm hoping to get up into that wood and set up my Polish Lavu. Yeah. Okay. What should we do now? Let's make a cup of tea, I think. Cup of tea. I've listened to quite a lot of Audio Boos. It's been really strange because I love Audio Boo, but this past weekend I just have not had the motivation, but still I have listened to quite a lot. And Rog, I was quite pleased that Austria won. It was so bizarre. I switched the telly on to Eurovision, and then 5 seconds later, Austria came on with that song. And I was having a very brief Twitter conversation with JN2N and SM2N. And it came on, the Austria entry. And it was so bizarre because I thought, well, it might be the beard, but I think that song's going to win. And I didn't listen to many more. I only listened to about 4 or 5. I was a little bit disappointed with the UK one. I mean, I watched the YouTube video, and the beginning is a bit disjointed, isn't it? Because it kind of, everybody starts clapping in the with the beat of the drum, and then the beat of the drum stops fairly suddenly, and then she does that big vocal thing, and but it was a good song, but. And I think we did well, actually. But I did think Austria was all right. I thought it was a good song. There was a couple of Bond-style tracks there, wasn't there? But never mind. Okay, I'm going. Take care. Speak to you soon.
All one word. One word. Out. Out. Out.